You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. This is a truncated week, obviously, because tomorrow is going to be a market holiday. But how did we end the week today? The Sensex has given up 35,000, Nifty has ended below 10,550, and banking stocks have cracked. These are among the big headlines we will be chasing as we will be taking a leisurely evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
It's been a negative end for the market for this week, as tomorrow is a trading holiday, like I said, on account of Guru Nanak Jayanti. The Nifty has given up the 10,550 mark. Private banks were major contributors to the Nifty Bank's underperformance. Telecom Pack 2 saw some pressure. Vodafone Idea shed the most. Among sectors, financials, consumption, energy, metals and pharmaceuticals saw the most losses, while selling was visible in the mid-caps space. Adani Ports, TCS and Zee Entertainment were the top gainers today, while Mahindra & Mahindra, Tata Steel and Grasim lost the most. At the close of market hours, the Sensex was down 218.78 points, or 0.62%, to close at 34,981.02, while the Nifty was lower by 73.2 points, or 0.69%, to close at 10,526.8. The market breadth was negative as 1,093 shares advanced against a decline of 1,489 shares, while 153 shares remained unchanged. Well, a quick look at some stocks that made all the news today. Vakrangi shares were locked in 5% upper circuit after getting a clean sheet from Economic Offences Wing, or EOW, with respect to price and volume manipulation. NMDC shares fell 2.5% after global brokerage house Macquarie downgraded the stock to neutral amid Donimalai lease issue. Huhtamaki PPL shares rose 6% even as it got closure directions from Maharashtra Pollution Control Board for its Thane plant in Maharashtra. Indoco Remedies shares were locked in 20% upper circuit at ₹206.40 today on Thursday after the company's Goa Plant 2 and 3 cleared the US health regulator's inspection. Royal Enfield maker Eicher Motors shares fell 1% intraday after brokerage house Investec slashed target price on the stock by 13.4% to ₹30,300 from ₹35,000 earlier following a cut in earnings estimates. And finally, Indian Hotels Company shares rallied 3% after Motilal Oswal initiated coverage on the stock with a rating and target price of ₹163, implying a 21% potential upside. And finally, a quick look at the global markets. Stocks in China have been negative as investors remained cautious. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index was higher by 0.4% during the final hour of trade, and markets in Europe have been trading and have been trading negative as investors remained cautious in the face of Brexit and Italy budget difficulties in Europe. The pan-European Stoxx 600 at the time of my saying this was down 0.6%. Well, that was pretty much all you wanted to know about the activities on the Lal Street in as little time as possible. Like we promise each time, it's under 4 minutes and you get a quick understanding of all that happened on the Lal Street. We'll, of course, see you now on Monday when the markets reopen, because tomorrow is, of course, a market holiday. We'll come back with a morning walk down the Lal Street and some stocks for you to choose from. In the meanwhile, there's plenty of podcasts to choose from. We're talking about Black Friday sales today. We are talking about blockchain and how the technology behind blockchain goes well beyond Bitcoin. So all of those podcasts you can catch up on if you need to listen to something over the course of this extended weekend. To all those celebrating, a happy advanced Guru Nanak Jayanti. Hope you celebrate well. And to all those for whom it is just an extended break, I hope you'll end up accomplishing things that you've been putting off for a while. You know that wall that needs painting? Do that. You know that book that you have been meaning to read for the longest time? You can try and finish that. And if you just want to watch films, we have made that easy for you as well. If you just go through our podcast, we have taken a cinematic look at business, English films, documentary and feature, as well as how Bollywood has treated business are all parts of our podcast. So you can catch up on those on this extended weekend. And having said all of that, we'll see you first thing in the morning on Monday with a morning walk down the Lal Street and some stocks for you to choose from. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.